USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have an open, really dangerous border, more dangerous than it's ever been in the history of our country.
Former President Donald Trump's comments there. The former president speaking at a Border Patrol briefing in Texas. Trump saying that the border situation has become dangerous for the United States because of a spike in illegal immigration and asylum seekers. Comedian Bill Cosby is now a free man. The state Supreme Court issuing an opinion today to overturn his sexual assault conviction. His lawyers appealed to the court in December, arguing the trial was tainted because it allowed the past sexual allegations to be presented. Former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is dead. His family says a man who served in that role under two presidents died at the age of 88 in New Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Officials confirm four more bodies have been recovered at the site of the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade County Mayor saying that brings the death toll to 16, with 147 people unaccounted for. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's spoken to anxious family members and assured them they will keep searching until everyone is found. Democrats on the House Appropriations Committee released a proposal that would cut the Homeland Security budget for fiscal year 2022 by nearly $1 billion. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick criticizes those cuts on Fox News.
These people are just crazy. I mean, to think that we have 2 million that we're going to apprehend this year crossing the border compared to about 400,000 last year, and they want to cut Border Patrol and ICE?
The price of lumber is taking a nosedive. Futures for the building commodity have fallen more than 40% in June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Republicans on the Hill are continuing to press on regarding finding out the origins of coronavirus.
More than 200 Republican lawmakers recently sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling on House Democrats to support an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Representative Nancy Mace was one of those who signed on to the letter. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the U.S. owes it to the world to get to the bottom of the COVID mystery.
4 million people around the world have died from the virus. 600,000 of those people right here in the United States. And there are three labs in the world that do this gain-of-function research. And it just so happened that one of those is in Wuhan, China, the exact same location where the Wuhan virus originated. And Nancy Pelosi just recently said any hearing in Congress investigating the origins of COVID-19 is simply a distraction. That statement, not only is it negligent, but it's grossly negligent. We owe it to the American people and every other country around the world that's suffering right now to get to the bottom of how this happened so we can prevent it in the future.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The price of lumber is taking a nosedive. Futures for the building commodity have fallen more than 40% in June. That means lumber futures could post their worst month since 1978. The massive drop comes after the price of lumber hit over $1,600 per thousand board feet in early May. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.